RadioSaintPete.com.
Now a few minutes with RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell. Today Charlie reviews Hot Tub Time Machine 2, now playing in area theaters.
The powers that be replaced John Cusack, an integral part of 2010's Hot Tub Time Machine, with Adam Scott for the sequel. You know who the luckiest man in Hollywood is this weekend? John Cusack. He dodged an awful, painful retread of a project run into the ground. The original film was fresh, creative, and may have been strong enough for a follow-on, but it does not deserve this wilted, threadbare, thinly disguised attempt to ride its coattails. Hot Tub Time Machine 2 is so wretched, its characters would spend 5 minutes riffing on how wretched it is, a gimmick they beat to death to hide the asinine script. The writer of both films, Josh Heald, also has the 2011 credit Mardi Gras, Spring Break, starring Carmen Electra as Carmen Electra on his resume. This should be the red flag for Paramount to leave the Hot Tub time-traveling portal alone. To explain the complicated time-traveling plot of alternate timelines and the idea of a multiverse, Heald and director Steve Pink employ the device of using other movies to explain to the audience what they're trying to do. Lou, played by Rob Corddry, yells out, "Oh, it's like Terminator," while his son Jacob, played by Clark Duke, fails at trying to explain what happens in the future affects the past. There is also, like Looper, even though the entire foundation is built on Back to the Future 2, a film none of the characters mention because it is the clearest ripoff. We didn't hate every single character in the first film. They were down on their luck everymen with a chance for a do-over. The sequel returns to present day, showcasing how they magnify their second chances into obnoxious wealth and fame. Lou owns the internet company Lugal, displaying a painting of himself having intimate relations with a tiger, and appears to be a Van Halen in their prime David Lee Roth drug addict. Nick, played by Craig Robinson, is a famous singer-songwriter who steals all the songs he could remember from the original timeline. His current hit is Stay, I Missed You, a ripoff he feels half bad about when the music video's cat wrangler Lisa Loeb walks by. Where is John Cusack's character in all of this? They explain his absence in one throwaway line that he's on an adventure or a book tour or something. Our moron protagonists hop back in the hot tub, but in crazy sequel fashion, they sprint 10 years into the future. Wow, some of them are bald or broke or starting to fade away, in original Back to the Future style. A smart car keeps trying to murder Lou, who sues it with some Julia Roberts Notting Hill dialogue. They steal from Idiocracy, a film more plausible every year, with everyone's favorite game show Choosy Doozy, featuring some male-on-male activity. About 75% of Hot Tub Time Machine 2 is either a joke about a specific part of the male anatomy or some more homosexual jokes. These one-liners are meant to distract the audience from analyzing the time travel issues, which are severely complicated and are consistently plastered over with references to previous sci-fi movies. The poster's tagline should spout the truth, ignore the plot, focus on the specific part of the male anatomy jokes. The main reason the guys get back in the tub is because one of them gets shot in that specific part of the male anatomy. Nick's most famous dance move is relentlessly compared to that specific part of the male anatomy. John Cusack, seriously, thank your lucky stars. This is why I give Hot Tub Time Machine 2 1.5 out of 4 stars.
Hot Tub Time Machine 2 is rated R, now playing at Regal Park Place Stadium 16, the Largo Mall 8, Movico Sundial 19 in downtown St. Petersburg, and Cobb Countryside 12 Cinemas. RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell is a member of the Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association. To read more of Charlie's reviews online, visit CharlieJewell, JUHL.com.
RadioSaintPete.com.